Earnings at Cisco Systems, the world's biggest maker of internet equipment, have plunged more than 86% in the last year. NPR's Elaine Corey reports that Cisco is another casualty of the global slowdown.
The ongoing high-tech shakeout has caught up with the industrial giants of Silicon Valley. In its fiscal fourth quarter, Cisco's earnings fell off a cliff, and it's small solace that they landed just where Wall Street said they would. After Tuesday's market close, Cisco reported earnings of 2 cents per share, down from 16 cents for the same quarter last year. Cisco had previously lowered its earnings forecast several times. Sales also fell more sharply than expected, 25% to $4.3 billion. James Forcier, managing director of the economic and market research firm Bay Analytics, says Cisco is confronting dual market challenges.
They are a company that has supported both the now melted-down dot-com sector that did so much work in networking, but they also support and provide equipment and services to the traditional telecommunications sector, which we know has been in the doldrums for some time. So it's sort of a double whammy for Cisco.
Cisco CEO John Chambers is legendary for his optimism. In a telephone call with analysts, Chambers stuck with long-term growth projections of 30 to 50% in healthy economies. He says a recent round of layoffs puts the company on track to cut operating expenses by $1 billion annually. Chambers reported a 3 to 5% gain in market share from rival Juniper Networks. Although he warned sales in the current quarter could drop an additional 5%, Chambers reaffirmed that Cisco is well-positioned for future growth.
Strong will get stronger in this consolidation process. We continue to believe we are in the early stages of a long technology revolution, and we are just beginning to see the paybacks of internet applications and networking technology.
Chambers says U.S. markets have begun to level out, but he concedes that European and Asian markets will be challenging for some time to come. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.